Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello, and welcome to Thursday's Drive. Now, we've got Michelle Spencer in the studio. She's just going to say hi. We'll have a proper chat with her in about sort of 15, 20 minutes or so. But I just wanted to say hi. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on.
You work locally. You've got all classes going on locally. But
do.
You don't sound like a local, Michelle.
No, I've been here 20 years almost. And actually, just about a month ago, I officially became a British citizen.
Yay. I should have had that. Hang on. Yeah.
Only took the government 20 years to convince me.
Yeah. But anyway, listen, you are here today. If you can just give people a little snapshot about what you do so they can see what's coming up.
Cool, yeah. So I'm Michelle. I teach yoga. I teach yoga here in Brentwood and in Hornchurch. I'm not your typical yogi. People who know me who are listening today know that. Inject a little bit of humor, a little bit of fun, because life is too short to be too serious. But we're here to talk all about midlife and not necessarily a midlife crisis, but embracing midlife and how yoga can help us today.
Brilliant. I can't wait. And now I know everyone else can't. I'm going to play the Sugar Babes, Push the Button. Do you like a bit of Sugar Babes?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There we go. Bit of dancing in the studio today, I think. Certainly going to get my steps in. They never will be teasing me as viciously as this. Oh, here we go. I love Alison Moye. Yes, Basildon girl, Essex girl, Alison Moye. Is This Love from 1984, if my memory serves me correct, 84, but I'll let you know later. Now, I'm going to stop digressing, as I usually do, because we now have in the studio... How are you?
Well, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I feel like I know you, Michelle. So, Michelle Spencer. Listen, you do Anna... Taya, and I purposely asked you not to let me know what that was, because it's been bugging me for about a week how to pronounce the yoga you're here to talk about today.
So my name that I go by is Anahata Yoga, and Anahata actually means the heart chakra in Sanskrit. So it's not a style of yoga that I do. I do more of a kind of blend of different kinds of yoga. So if you come to a gym class, I'll do like a creative flow, mandala flow, which means we move around in a circle just to confuse everybody and keep them on their toes. But my midlife classes tend to be a little bit more gentle, because they would throttle me if I made them do headstands.
So how many people do you have in the class, Michelle?
So it depends. The smaller classes that I teach at Fair Kites tend to be about 13 people. Mm. It's nice and small. Everyone gets to know each other. The bigger classes that I teach locally at, am I allowed to say it?
Yeah.
The better gym. We have anywhere between 20 and 25 people in the class. Oh. And it's, we always have a wait list, but I always let people in. So I always say, if you're on the wait list, just show up, especially if you're a regular. But yeah, we have a good time. That's the whole point of my classes, is having a good time, having a bit of a giggle. You know, I know everyone's had a rough day. Most people, I used to work the 9-to-5 job, and you'd come home and you'd be like, bleh. So you want to go to a class that makes you laugh, not that makes you feel even more stressed at the end of the day. And yeah.
And it does depend on the teacher. You know, I always think of anything to classes, I always think of school. And when I think of school, the only subjects I walked away that I was any good at was because the teachers that I liked, right? But you have brightened up the studio today. So if, like, I'm not flexible at all, right? But if, and not really looked after myself, but that's another thing I need to work on. But could anyone come along to be able to achieve something for themselves, basically?
Yeah.
So if someone has done absolutely nothing, just maybe just walked around or cycled a little bit, I don't know.
Even Michelle, if you just rolled out of bed.
yes, could they? Onto a yoga mat, that'd be fine,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, yeah. You know, you can do a whole yoga class without actually standing up, right? You can just lay there. And I do teach those kind of classes. They're called restorative. Yeah. My ladies love them, because we use cushions, bolsters, but I do those as special one-offs once every couple months. But I always say coming to yoga isn't about being flexible. It's like going to the dentist with already clean teeth, right? you go there to learn to be flexible, right? So And same with the better gym. So one of the things I noticed, and I remember being the student myself coming into, you know, when you go into a gym class like Zumba, if you've ever seen me do Zumba, I'm rubbish, absolute rubbish, like two left feet, no coordination. There's a reason I teach yoga. And so I started doing a beginner's class, and that's what I'm going to do after this session with you. I go off and I teach a beginner's class, just a half hour introduction, just so people feel comfortable coming to a longer class, because I think it's really important and you don't feel like a deer in headlights. And then they progress to the 1 hour classes, and all my classes are like that. Even the ones at Fair Kites Tuesday night, I teach a beginner. It's designed for beginners, but it turns out it's all the regulars who don't want to do anything hard. But yeah, yoga's not about being flexible. You know, it's about just releasing that stress, learning to breathe. You don't have to be flexible. And I always say there's three parts to yoga. You're either really flexible, really strong, like upper body strength, which I have none of, and balances. So you can learn to do something. And I think as a midlife woman, especially, it's something we need. And it's that community as well. It's all about the community, and I can see, you know, people go for coffee no matter what, wherever, whichever class they attend. So
that's amazing. And the Fair Carts as well is really useful, because there's a car park just opposite as well, right?
Yeah,
really, really useful. Yeah, I'm just thinking for myself, I'm just trying to work out, yeah, then the next time I go along there. But yeah,
so you are coming.
I don't think I've got any choice.
I've told you
now.
She has to come on a Saturday.
I am going to come along, because it's something that I've always kind of wanted to do. And do you know what? I think sometimes what it is, the word yoga, just say, you always think of sort of like a papaya and also, obviously it's got its uses, papaya, but, you know, you always think it's a certain lifestyle that you have to lead to actually have a go at yoga. But it's not like that at all,
no.
Is it, Michelle?
Well, you've met me, so.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I think you might like a papaya, to be
fair. I love
fair.
A papaya.
There we go.
How did you know? But it's... I think it's about learning, not necessarily a certain type of lifestyle. I'm not telling you have to be vegan or vegetarian or, you know, you have to, you know, sit there and chant for 4 hours a day. It's all about a de-stressed lifestyle, to be honest. I think that's what it is. And I was saying it's about making time for ourselves. And we were just talking about that, especially as midlife women, the whole idea that we're constantly taking care of somebody all the time, be it kids, parents, whoever, our partners, or in my case, my third child, my husband. He's going to love that. Yeah. But we never make time for ourselves. And so I think with these classes, and yoga is about that, is just finding that, even that 1 hour a week just for you to reset and make, and I always say, like, make space so that you can continue to care for other people.
Sure. And I don't want to put people off as well, because I know, like you said, it's a community, which is a great thing, because I love a class, going off for a coffee or something slightly stronger sometimes when you've had these sort of sessions. Not drinking sessions, obviously. I'm talking about like any other sort of classes, but they are okay. Yeah. But for someone that, like you say, I think it's essential, you know, like I think women especially, they always end up being a carer, don't they? Even for your mum or a parent or aunts and uncles, you end up doing something and you don't even realize that you are doing that as well, and you're not taking time for yourself. And some people do just literally need that moment for themselves and may not want to be part of the community but still join in with the classes, but they don't have to come along and sort of jump into everything, do they? They can do their have their own time and spend their own time just to meditate in their own sort of way, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's just spending that 1 hour, and whether you want to chit chat with someone afterwards or during class, or you were talking about school, so I used to be a school teacher, and teaching yoga classes is no different. It's like the adult version of a year six class. You have to shush them all because they all want to talk. But if people don't want to talk, they don't have to. But eventually, some of my other yogis will rope them in and will make them come for coffee. But even at, like I said, at the better gym, you've got people who come every week. They say hi. But it's no matter what. I think that sense of community, or that knowing that you're outside of your home and you're a different space and you're a different persona, almost, like, because people don't know who you are, right?
Yeah,
so
totally.
you just it's like that Instagram kind of thing. You're like, you wonder who that person is. But so it's, I think it's important just to come no matter what for yoga, whether you think you're good, you're a beginner, you're an intermediate, you're advanced yogi. It's not about standing on your head. It's about just finding space within.
Yeah, you can go at your own speed, essentially.
Exactly.
That's what you're there for right?
And you find that in my classes. I do give people loads of options. It's sometimes really confusing, because I'll be like, you know, whatever your back bend is, and if and rather than sometimes, or whatever, coming back onto all fours, and I just give people enough options that they can access it or challenge themselves if they want to. So,
oh, that's amazing. So there is something for everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So even if it's quite a large class, but you would still make sure that you're spending time with the individual people that are there, just so that they can get the best from their experience. Is that right?
I love to know everyone's names as well. So I'm a very nosy person. I go around, I get to know them. And if, you know, like I had a couple that just arrived from Spain. So I was like, oh, okay. But I do go around and I get to know everyone's names. It's really important to me. And so that I'm not just like you, hey, you at the back corner there. Sure. I can just say, hey, Joe, actually left foot forward, not right foot forward.
Yeah,
and
it, yeah, no, it makes it a huge happens. Difference.
Yeah, that's it. Totally. I also get to know the people, and I'll know what it is if you have back problems, shoulder issues, or anything, or the way you like to practice, for example. Mm-hmm. So that's important.
Oh, that's amazing. And now listen, I'm going to play a track and then we're going to come back. Going to actually, might talk about your ebook. We'll talk about something else as well, because you're also going to, because it's Mental Health Awareness Week, isn't it?
It is.
So what I've asked you to do is to actually help us with a few breathing exercises.
Sure.
And things. So you're going to do that for us as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And I asked you for a request and you chose
Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh. Now, if you have just tuned in, I'm with Michelle Spencer, who's Midlife and Michelle. If you want to get at Midlife and Michelle on Instagram, and Anahata Yoga with Michelle.co.uk even is where you can actually find them on the website. Is that right? Was the pronunciation still wrong?
No, you did really well.
Oh, hang on. I've turned you off already. Go. Did I do that okay?
The love is over. The love is over.
It's finished. Yes. But you are here and I've asked you to sort of help us de-stress. It's Mental Health Awareness Week. That's and I thought it'd be really nice to, well, you take over, Michelle. What are we going to do? I'm limbering up. If you can see me.
I don't know why. Actually, we are going to use the fingers.
Oh, are we?
Okay. So this is really a good one if you're in the car and you're stuck in traffic. So if you're in that Dartford traffic right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is my go-to road rage one. So like I said, there's a reason I do yoga. Otherwise, it'd be really raging all the time. So just if you are in the car, anywhere you want, you don't close your eyes if you're driving, please. That'd be bad.
No, keep the eyes
open. But just focus on the breath. We're just going to settle the breath. And I like to breathe in for a count of four. So inhaling for 1, 2, 3, 4. Joe's holding her breath. Exhaling for 1, 2, 3, 4. And what we're going to do is actually use our fingers for this one. So you're going to, for each syllable, you're going to touch your thumb to a finger. So for the first syllable, it's sa, and it's thumb to, what's this, pointer finger, index finger? What do you call it in Britain?
The one next to the thumb.
Tommy thumb. Right. And then, so it's sa, then the next one will be ta, which is the middle finger. Na is the third finger. Ma is the pinky finger. And so each time we breathe in, we're going to inhale. You're going to say sa, touch the pointer finger, or on your steering wheel, if you're holding it, you can do it that way. Ta as you exhale, na as you inhale, and ma as you exhale. So you're just inhaling sa, ta, na, ma. Or as some of my ladies like to say, thou shall not kill. So, sorry. So it's sa, inhaling, ta, na, ma. And you just keep repeating that to yourself. So whenever something's really irritating you, it's a good one for, are you right there, Joe?
Yeah, my shoulders went down there.
Oh, sorry, that's good.
It's working already.
Didn't realize you're so stressed around me.
No.
Sa, ta, na, ma.
It really works.
It does. Or yeah. like I said, thou shall not kill.
Yes. No, that makes me laugh and lose my breath. So, yeah, we're going to do that. But that was a really good exercise, right? So we got a little announcement because we will be hearing more from Michelle because you're going to have a regular feature on the show now.
Yay!
To help us relax and de-stress in life, aren't you? So you're going to come back and join us out, aren't you?
Absolutely. Now my kids' stress levels have gone through the roof. Totally mortified. Oh my God, mother.
Yeah. So you'll be coming back soon. We'll let you know when Michelle will be coming back and what day the regular feature will be on. But she will literally be coming straight into the studio. Nothing's going to be recorded. She's going to be live in the studio every time because, one, she just lives around the corner from me, I found out. Poor Michelle. And two, she does a class literally just up the road as well. So, but when is your next midlife crisis, I was going to say?
Yesterday.
When is your next midlife class?
So my next midlife and me class, they're every Saturday at Fair Kites from 10 to 11. And unfortunately, they're just for women. And I say midlife, so that's anywhere, well, the Office for National Statistics says midlife is technically 40 to 65 years old. But I don't care how old you are. If you need to de-stress, you need to make time for yourself, you need to chat to other women because that's really what we do. And you're new to yoga, especially because it's super gentle yoga. It's not crazy. It's not going to elevate your heart rate unless you get stressed out and you're talking about your other half. But those are on Saturdays from 10 to 11 at Fair Kite.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Michelle. Hang on. We'll be seeing you soon again, Michelle. Thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Joe.